Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. And I just want to take a moment and thank each and every one of you for tuning in every single week and listening to our program, no matter where you're doing it from, your cell phone or from the radio all the way out in West Virginia or in Cleveland, Ohio, or in Akron, Ohio, Huntley, Illinois. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of our mission and part of our heart here at Patchwork Heart Ministry. Young Catholics Respond is really the flagship of our ministry. It's the thing that we point to. It's the thing we see the most fruit flowing from all the time in our ministry. And thank you for being a part of it. And thank you for sharing this with others. Our growth this year has been unbelievable, and that can only be due to one thing. It can be due to you sharing our ministry with other people. And I encourage you to continue doing it, because we live in a culture and a world where society is telling us that religion is supposed to be a private matter, and it's supposed to be something that we don't talk about in the public square, and it's supposed to be something that we keep inside our own heart. But we know quickly, we find out quickly that when we fall in love with God, we have to tell other people. And our guests on the episodes highlight that often. But I really encourage you, one of the easiest and simplest ways to share the gospel is to share good content with others. You know, content like Young Catholics Respond, or the many different ministries that we promote throughout the year, and the works and the books and the CDs that they produce. When you support them and when you help spread the gospel in that way, you are evangelizing. You know, I often think I don't have the words to be able to evangelize in a given situation, and I fail at it often. But I'll tell you what, I know that there are so many great resources out there that if I just steer the person in the right direction, if I just give them the resource, then they can explore it on their own, they can learn it on their own, and they can come to know it on their own through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And it means so much to me when I hear people say, "Yeah, I shared that episode. I love that episode." It means so much to me. It means so much to the ministry to be able to know that we're doing something good and we're promoting other great people out there trying to build the kingdom of heaven and trying to impact young hearts and young souls and young minds to help them grow into the person God wanted them to be. Now, on today's episode of Young Catholics Respond, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I don't have a guest for you today. And reason being, it's Thanksgiving Day. I know I record these episodes many months in advance sometimes, and I have guests lined up and all of that, but I think every once in a while, and I feel the Lord really calling me to share with you some of the thoughts and some of the things that are going on in our ministry, but also some of the prayer and some of the resources that we have for you throughout the year in our ministry and not have a guest on every week anymore. And that's okay. I think the majority of this is still going to be a lot of guests talking at you. I hate having one person talk the whole time. It's not very engaging. It's not very fun. Radio is meant to be back and forth. It's meant to be a public conversation. I truly believe that. Radio is an engaging medium. So when you're listening to it on your phone or you're listening to it on your car, it's like you've got this other group of people with you that are sharing that time with you, and you're able to interact and listen actively and sometimes even call in and be with those people and engage in conversation. So I really I'm not going to change direction too much in the program in the future, but on Thanksgiving Day, I wanted to take the opportunity first and foremost to thank each and every one of my listeners and also thank all of those people who have really helped Patchwork Heart Ministry grow over the years. For those of you who don't know, although I mention it on occasion, I know it kind of in a cursory way at the beginning of the program or at the end of the program or in one of the commercials, that we're a nonprofit organization. We are, but we are a nonprofit organization, and it's just happened in this last year, December of 2018, so we're within 12 months, we were created as a nonprofit organization. And after a lot of prayerful thought, after working under that title as a doing business as since 2012, we took it to prayer and we said, we really believe in this mission. It needs to be a nonprofit. And so as we get toward the end of this year, I really encourage you to prayerfully consider supporting us and supporting the mission of Young Catholics Respond, but also of Patchwork Heart Ministry. You might listen to this radio show and you might enjoy it each and every week. And you might think, you know, that's all that Patchwork Heart Ministry does. And it's not. And for those of you who haven't checked out our website yet, patchworkheart.org, I really encourage you to go over there and check it out because there is a lot of things there. There's a lot of resources there. Yes, it's mainly media driven, but we have a heart for wanting to reach people on a different level as well. One of the things that God has pointed out to us through discernment and through the discernment of our corporate board is to begin working with young people, young Catholics, in a way that we are able to do relational ministry with them. What is relational ministry? It means in-person ministry. Building relationships with young people to help them on their faith journey. And what does that look like? Well, it looks like us being able to reach out to colleges and to universities and find out what the need is in their campus ministry or ministry programs and work with those students to help them fall deeper in love with God, providing them prayer resources, prayer experiences, and knowledge to be able to fight the good fight out there in a world that is telling them just to lay down and give in and give up. And so we want to be able to do that. We want to be able to reach into parishes as well and be able to give parish missions and be able to give talks and really impact people on a relational level. We recognize that this is so important because while communications and media have grown exponentially over the past decade, and the ways that we reach and connect with people are constantly changing, nothing can compare to demonstrating the power of the gospel in person. And doing that by investing in those relationships, by taking time to pray with others and showing them in scripture and in example and in tradition how they too can be empowered to live the life of the gospel. That is simply what we are beginning to explore in our ministry. And we feel called to take it to the next level. Young Catholics Respond, our podcast, will always be there, folks. It's not going to go away. We know the value in providing this podcast and this radio show to each and every one of you. And we've watched the listenership and we've watched the listener engagement just grow this past year. And we're so excited about that. But we know that God is calling us to more. And so we're praying about how we can answer that call. To be another voice, to be another heart that goes out and seeks to bring home the lost sheep. As we work toward this expansion to bring home lost sheep and add another way our ministry reaches hearts and minds and souls, we need your prayerful support and we need your voice. Those two things are what we need in order to make this work. If you like what you hear each week on this program, imagine that coming into your parish. Imagine those experiences that we have had and we have shared with amazing speakers, amazing authors, and the knowledge and wisdom that we have gained through it all. Imagine that coming into your parish. Imagine that coming into your youth group. Imagine that coming into your college campus. We plan on bringing an engaging, different type of ministry, Catholic through and through, to your group and to your ministry. And we plan on working with you too. That's the other big thing. We plan on working with you to create that. There's no cookie cutter model when it comes to evangelization. Our spirituality is as unique as our fingerprint is. God created us each very differently, but he gave us the same common organs. In the human race and in God's genius, we have the perfect combination of unity and diversity just within the human race. That is how creative and how genius our God truly is. It shows his love, it shows his compassion for us individually and also for us collectively. And because of that, that's the model we seek to follow. We seek to follow a model that both highlights the common experience that we have shared in the Catholic faith and also the individuality of your group. Those two things will always be a part of what we do when we come in and work with you and provide ministry to you. So if this sounds like something maybe a little bit different and you're intrigued, please reach out to us at Patchwork Heart Ministry. Please connect with us and say, hey, how can we work with you? We would love to hear from you. And it is our goal in 2020 to make that a reality. To make that a reality in our ministry and make an impact on a relational level. So please reach out to us on our social media, on our website. It's very easy to get in touch with us. Even our email, info@patchworkheart.org. You can connect with us there and we'll get back to you and we will work with you. If the Holy Spirit is nagging at you right now, I encourage you during this upcoming commercial break to send the email. Send the email to us and say, hey, how can we work with you? And when we return from this short break, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about Advent and preparing for it well. You know, we're only a few days away from Advent. And I want to talk with you about how we can really enter in this Advent, this penitential season of Advent, and grow closer to Jesus and come closer to the manger than we ever have come before. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Patch- Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
At times it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and His message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and thanks so much for tuning in and listening today. Really want to thank you for your prayerful discernment and helping us grow our ministry in various ways. Again, it's not all about the financial support. It's about reaching out to us and working with us to create the kingdom of God and helping you where we can, wherever you are, in your parishes, in your youth groups, in your young adult groups, in your senior citizens groups, wherever you're listening, and however we can help you by sowing hope into your heart, by implanting the word and the hope of our risen Savior Jesus Christ in your heart, we want to do it. So thank you so much for taking that time to really prayerfully consider how we can help you and where we can help you, and think about extending us an invitation. We will work with you and pray with you to create that and make it happen. But as I mentioned at the end of the first segment, I want to spend some time talking with you about how to prepare for Advent. Because, you know, it's really important that we are fed. It's really important that we seek out opportunities to grow in faith. And by listening to this podcast or this radio show, you have sought out a way to grow in your faith. Maybe a friend turned it on to you. Maybe somebody else said, hey, listen to this. But let me tell you, if I don't provide some nourishment for you, and it's all just a commercial, you're not going to tune in again. So I want to spend some time talking with you about preparing for Advent. And one of the things that we have done recently in our ministry is we've created a devotional to help you do that. It's called a Contemplative Las Posadas. And it's based on the Mexican tradition of the devotion where the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and they look for housing and they don't find any. And so the Mexicans developed this tradition. It's a tradition in other Latin American cultures as well, that they travel from house to house and they sing a song and they ask each house for lodging. And they're met with closed doors and resistance throughout most of the way until at the very end, a reluctant innkeeper welcomes them in their home or in their inn. And this is done for 9 nights. The 9 nights preceding Christmas. So it ends on Christmas Eve, December 24th. And over the past 3 years, I've spent time reflecting on that devotion. And I've created a novena based on that devotion of the Posadas. And the booklet is called A Contemplative Las Posadas, and it's available for $5 on our website. Be great if you wanted to purchase a few for your friends and your family, but I'm not here to sell you on the booklet. What I want to do is I want to break down some of the themes and help prepare you for Advent in the remainder of this episode. So I want to paint a scene for you. That's one of the beautiful things about radio and audio, is that we can talk and paint a picture in your mind, but there is no images on a screen to interfere with your imagination. So I want you to take some time and imagine this scene. A Roman centurion arrives in a small town, Nazareth, with a proclamation from Rome that says, everybody needs to go back to the place that they were born to be counted for a census. Here's the date. Here's the time. Get on your horse if you have one and get there. We're counting everybody, men, women, and children. There are no exceptions. Everybody must do this. Imagine you're Saint Joseph for a minute, though, and think about this. Your situation's a little different than the average Joe. That's the reason why we call him Saint Joseph, by the way. No, just kidding. But really, his situation is a lot different. Your situation, if you're St. Joseph and you're putting yourself in his shoes, is a lot different. You've just been approached by an angel. He's appeared to you and said, your wife-to-be is pregnant with the Messiah. You've now got a 90-mile journey ahead of you with the Messiah in your bride-to-be's belly. She's only got a few weeks left to her due date, and now you've got to travel 90 miles. The Dodge Caravan hasn't been invented yet, but you've got a donkey, so she can ride on that, and I can man up and walk the 90 miles. By the way, thank you, God, for making my wife completely sinless. Otherwise, this trip would be a lot more difficult. Even with the advantages of having the incarnate Messiah growing inside of your wife's belly and the fact that she is completely sinless, this is not an easy journey for many reasons. Number one being that she is pregnant, and pregnancy leads to childbirth. Childbirth in this culture of ancient Israel has some stipulations and laws associated with it. In the Jewish culture, giving childbirth made you unclean. And therefore, if you were to touch an unclean person, you would have to refrain from certain things, and you would not be able to worship God in the most complete way. Couldn't enter into the temple to offer sacrifices and other things. Those were off limits if for a certain period of time if you had touched a person who was unclean. And so here you are, as Saint Joseph, approaching each and every house or inn and saying, "Hey, can we stay here?" The innkeeper, taking one look at your wife's belly, goes, she's about ready to give birth. I can't do that. Not to mention, because of the census, I've got a bunch of other people who want to stay here, and all the rooms are full anyway. I'm really sorry, man. You can't be here. And this was repeated over and over and over and over again. And each time, St. Joseph was met with rejection after rejection after rejection. There were probably nights that St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary spent on the side of the road, in the bitter desert air, cold and frozen, during a 90-mile journey. They were treated like animals, and eventually found shelter next to animals, as one innkeeper, a little less heartless than the others, said to you, "Hey, why don't you give birth in my stable?" This is the heart of the Advent journey. But our society paints a vastly different picture. You see, it wants us to be busied with many things. It wants us to be consumed by consumerism and worried about what we are going to get our loved ones for Christmas, when the heart of Advent is not about anything other than being a welcoming heart to Jesus Christ. And yes, it is important that we are welcoming to our family and friends and neighbors during this season, but that should be the focus. It is not about you getting the latest gift for your loved one or you being the recipient of the greatest gift. I told my wife this year, when she asked me about what we're going to get for our very first Christmas together, "Aren't you excited for that?" And I said, "Yes, I'm excited for our first Christmas together. But you know what I'm excited for? I'm excited to spend time with our families. I'm excited to spend time with our families this year. After the wedding, just to be able to relax and get to know one another in a deeper and more profound way. That's my gift. And it's the travel expenses for us to get there. I hope that they don't expect a big, lavish present, because I don't need to give it to them. Get them something small that says, 'You're important to me.' But it's the time that we can never get back." And so I challenge you this year, during this Advent season, to spend quality time preparing your heart and your home for Jesus and nobody else. Spend time looking and praying over the corporal works of mercy. Those are the greatest gifts that you can give to Jesus. Those are gifts that Jesus says at the very end of them, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Welcome home." That's what this season is all about, folks. It's about preparing and getting ready to welcome Jesus in. So as I wrap up this episode on this Thanksgiving Day, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in and listening and being a part of our ministry. I am truly blessed to have you as a listener and to have this ministry And I am confident in our God that he is working something great right now and for our future. So may God continue to bless you and your families on this Thanksgiving Day and throughout this upcoming season of Advent. And as I always say, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.